They were billed as the solution to escalating rates of serious crime. But Victoria's tougher bail laws, introduced in July last year, are straining the magistrate's court and leaving more criminal cases unresolved. That's according to Court Services Victoria. New data from the independent body shows case finalisations are 7.6% lower than expected, while the average cost per criminal case has jumped by almost a fifth. Dr. Louis Schetzer is the National Legal Research and Policy Coordinator at the Justice Reform Initiative and joins me now. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Barbara. How are you?
Good, thank you. First, for a reminder, just tell us what the recent changes were to Victoria's bail laws.
Well, the changes to Victoria's bail laws came in two waves. Firstly, in March of last year, there was the first tranche of amendments to Victoria's Bail Act, which removed the principle of remand only as a last resort for an accused young person. Quite significantly, it also involves that the most important principle on the question of bail was to maximise to the greatest extent the safety of the community. So it removed and put at a lower priority other priorities of bail, such as recognition that an accused person is innocent until found guilty, and also the importance of maintaining confidence in the criminal justice system. Now, the other aspect of the bail laws that happened in two waves was it increased the number of offences for which there would be a presumption against bail, that there would be a requirement of an exceptional circumstance that a person should get bail, and that for a large number of offences, a number of weapons offences, arsons offences, use of stolen motor vehicle that was alleged to have been stolen, the value of a theft that is more than $2,500, they would involve a person having to show cause why they would need to get bail. So it removed the presumption in favour of bail for a vast number of offences and made the process of seeking bail a far more complicated process. What we also need to realise is that prior to this, the bail laws that were implemented following the tragic death of Gundjamara woman Veronica Nelson just 5 years ago this week basically meant that in most cases, police were able to consent to bail being granted at a police station. With these tightened bail restrictions, it means for vast numbers of offences, people have to apply to the court in order to seek bail.
And you were not in favour of these changes from the outset, is that right?
That's correct. The Justice Reform Initiative were very concerned about these changes, seeing them very much as a knee-jerk reaction that were essentially legislated without any regard as to whether it would actually promote the cause of community safety. That it was essentially a sugar hit for the government to see that they were doing something, but it did not address the underlying causes of criminal offending, which requires a more nuanced, more careful, more thought-through approach in order to resource community services that address the underlying causes of criminal offending. There was no evidence produced to show that these bail changes would actually promote and enhance community safety.
Well, we quoted the figures there from Court Services Victoria about fewer cases being finalised than expected and the cost per criminal case jumping. Are there any stats at this relatively early stage about whether offending has been reduced?
At this early stage, it's almost like there's a sugar hit that you lock people up, then they can't criminally offend in that early stage. What we are seeing is that massive expansion in the remand population in prisons. So that essentially over the last 15 years across Australia, we've seen an increase in the remand population in prisons of around about 180% over the last 15 years. So this is a product of tightened bail laws, not just in Victoria, in New South Wales, in Queensland as well. Around about 40 to 45% of adults in custody in prison are there without having been convicted of an offence. They are there because bail has been denied. Now, these are people who haven't fronted court to answer for their charges yet. And then the likelihood is that when these matters come before the court, the ultimate sentence that will be imposed on these people will be a sentence of what's known as I sentence you to time served because you've already served time in custody on remand. That means that the eventual sentencing disposition can't address the underlying causes of offending, whether that's special conditions attached to community service, such as attending drug or alcohol rehabilitation services, whether it's about addressing any underlying mental illness or cognitive impairment issues that may have been affecting the underlying causes of offending. And then we see the horrifying figure that round about 45% of adults released from prison, from custody, return to prison within 2 years. So the effects of this legislation will be felt down the track. So we're essentially seeing the first step, the delay in magistrates' court hearings for disposing of criminal matters. This is the first highly foreseeable issue as a result of these laws. But these other effects we will see flow through the system in the coming 12 to 18 months.
Well, a state government spokesperson told The Age that the increase in bail activity had been expected and seven new magistrates have been appointed to try and address, I guess, this issue of delays in case finalisation. Are you reassured by that?
Not at all, because magistrates are already extremely overworked. They are having to take on an increased caseload by taking on more matters that were previously subject to jurisdiction in higher courts, in the county court in Victoria or the district court in New South Wales. They're required to take on more serious matters, more complex matters. And now that the consideration of bail is a far more complicated process, the appointment of seven new magistrates will not address this issue. The delays will continue, given that the magistracy is already significantly overworked in disposing these matters. And what we're seeing is that, as a result, people will remain in custody for longer because it will take longer for their matter to come up for final hearing in the courts as a result of these delays.
Dr. Louis Schetzer, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Barbara.